Every day the world brings adversity. It seems there's a never-ending series of battles, challenges, conflicts, problems, and disruptions from a peaceful day. The wear and tear of these physical and emotional conflicts impacts and draws down the energy of everyone and puts them in just a fight to survive. This is the focus for most people, to win the fight to survive. Success and movement forward is secondary to not falling back or getting kicked out of the game of life as a one and done. Along the way, as the fight goes on, and people get older, the fight to just survive takes away the energy to dream, to visualize the goal, and see the steps toward progress of the goal. In people's youth, they believe in their immortality, their vitality, and create detailed and vivid dreams. This drives them toward their image of success and the goals that lie ahead of them. As the energy and vitality draw down through these daily battles, these images of success and of the goals start to fade for most people. The recollections become that of daily adversity, and the focus shifts to survival rather than growth and movement towards your goal. People give many reasons for this. But the underlying basis is that in youth, people focus on themselves and the societal demands of conformity and economic competition are secondary. As life moves forward, people shift from the focus on just themselves to that of an inner circle, a group with significant others, children, family, buddies, and partners. And those allow the societal demands to slip their way toward the forefront of people's dreams. But this doesn't need to be. The uniqueness that is you, your skills, your dreams, your vision, and your strength were bestowed upon you at the start and remain with you till the end. It's your conscious mind that makes them secondary to the focus on the fight for survival in the societal world. But this focus, the one that draws the energy, and the part that makes the progress towards your goal, feels secondary and is an artifact of choice. The observational reality is that the issues and challenges of the fight to survive is important. However, it's not the fight that matters. It's the fact that you survive the day that matters, not the how. People forget to reflect on that. Surviving the day is a success and a win. The support of your inner circle does not have to be a deflection from the path towards your goal. It's actually an integral part of the path towards your goal. This means it's not a meander out of the way, but in fact is an accommodation of those constraints, providing you the support for your inner circle. And in exchange, the energy provided by these members helps push you closer to your true goal in life. So recognize what you did. The little wins, the big wins, and revel in the fact that every day, survival is not just a neutral event. It's in fact a win that propels you toward tomorrow. When the life conflicts appear and you're by yourself, then survival itself is the win. It's a measure of success. This success is on a personal level and should never displace the dreams that you can hold on your own and are there whether or not you are part of an inner circle or part of the societal world. When there's recognition by your inner circle, you could concentrate their energy and restore your focus on the path that you had as an individual. However, when there's recognition from the societal world of the accomplishments in your individual world, this is a sign that the societal world is yielding its grip on your goals and taking blockages from the path that you're taking to reach it. It's an acknowledgement of the control and understanding that you have gifts given to you at birth that make you a unique individual. And it is societal world saying, at this point in time, your individualism is more beneficial to us than your conformity. So revel in the recognition of the moment enjoy the accomplishments of the day, and take advantage of the retraction of the societal world's hold on your individualism. See the success you've earned in the eyes of the world. There will always be battles to fight for survival, but when you get the spotlight, even for a moment, recognize it, absorb it, relish in it, and revel in its freedom and power, and use this to not step ahead, but leap ahead on your path. Take the moment to recognize the day and the power the world has returned to you. You deserve it.